please. The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Production. And I am drinking and chilling and talking all sorts of music and tea on the Twisted Critics podcast, your favorite podcast on Spotify. And now don't let the smooth taste fool you. We getting twisted while we do a little bit of critiquing.
Good afternoon and salutations. Hear My Voice Entertainment and the Twisted Critics all up in your ear hole on a Sunday night. AM, Rob, where the hell are y'all at? How you guys been doing? It's been a long week. I need to drink with y'all motherfuckers. Rob, let me know how your week's been going.
Shit, man. Week's going good. What's up, boys? I miss y'all, man. Love to see y'all faces. Y'all always brighten things up around here. Just here chilling, dog. You know me, Miami Beach living. You know, about to spark up, some of this good stuff right here, you know, and get it going on, man. I love the topic that we have going on today with the In The Mood playlist, and I'm ready to rock and roll. I love being here with y'all. What's up, AM? How you doing, bro?
Rob, it's always good having you on a short show. I said it's always good having you on a long show. It's always good having you on a show with us. That's what that does mean. I've been good. I've had a really good week. I got things going on. Lost one of my brothers 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go ahead and give him up. I ain't giving him a moment of silence. But Robert, Spencer, Matthew, Andrews, you feel me? Love you to life, my nigga. Unfortunate things happen. We got a viewing to go to this Thursday. So that's kind of what's been on my heart, on my plate. I've been active as hell. A lot of shows going on. I got another show coming up in November. A main event in the FYF League against the dude King Prince. On beat, three beats. I'm going to fuck him up. I fucked him up off beat already, so why not fuck him up on beat? Yeah, you feel me? Outside of those things, everything's good. I got my drink here, and I got my sativa, and I'm about to... We in here. Let me mute myself so I can keep eating these tasty cakes. Doc, what's up with you?
It's been a week. It's been like 3 weeks compacted into 2 weeks. We've had a couple family members. Not good news for, you know, health reasons and stuff like that. We started Hosean, my son, in 3-year-old soccer. We had our very first week last Friday, and all the 3-year-olds listen except for him. He's running across 6 fields. And of course, we're in there with my brother-in-law's son, who's 2 months older than Hosean, and he's very subdued, and he's listening to the Coach B. And then as soon as Coach B says something and the Hosean takes off, he's like, Edison, come with me! So it's crazy. I just don't. So I've been running after them. So that day, that very first class, my brother-in-law said, yo, I'm sorry. You know, I feel like you ran more than the kids did because of Hosean. I'm like, let me look at my phone. I did 1.1 miles at work. And then the end of the day, I had 5.8. So I did 4.7 miles on that soccer field. Like, what the fuck? So that's going to be a challenge. He's just being a challenge altogether. He's starting to drop the I don't like daddy thing just a little bit. So that's slightly improving. My mother-in-law came down with COVID. We were supposed to do a big old barbecue yesterday for my brother-in-law's birthday. We are postponing it till next weekend, till everyone's over their sicknesses. But like, my wife got an itchy throat last night, so she's like, oh, we got COVID. I'm like, who's this we thing?
He said, you got till death do us part, but COVID by yourself, baby.
Well, and she tested, and my wife's very... I don't want to call her like hypochondriac, but she can manifest things. Like, she's very in tune with that manifesting thing. And
she be Googling.
Well, she does that too. That's the worst thing. So she's like, yeah, I think I got COVID. And then she tested and she's negative. And I'm like, well, then she goes, yeah, maybe I tested too early. I'm like, oh my God.
Trust the process, baby.
I just need everyone to get over illnesses. I need like some stability in my house. I feel like I'm like the third man. I feel like I'm the fourth man on the 3-person totem pole here. So it's like having y'all boys together. I have 4 drinks in front of me. I just need to get stupid with y'all and talk about something that I love, which is music, you know? So
hell yeah.
That's been my week. Work's been crazy, crazy, crazy. Someone made a formal complaint to a state representative about me. And the state, I denied a church coming in and because their roadway analysis was wrong. And they're like, well, we could put a cop out there. Like, a cop isn't a traffic cone. Like, no. Like, so they made a formal complaint. And then the state representative's offices reached out to me. And then once they went all through my technical stuff, they're like, their own report required the turn lane? Like, wait a second. So, like, you're only following the steps and recommendations and rules of their own report. Nah, they don't pay taxes. Make them do it. I'm like, okay, thank God.
You out here telling God no.
That's what my grandmother just told me too today when I talked to her. She's like, you know, you're telling. Now, the crazy thing is the pastor is the one that put the formal complaint to the state rep to me about me. So I told my grandmother, I'm going to come back to that. That's not very godly to do that. That's not very holy to report people.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been having a bad week. I've been not sleeping really well for the last 5 days. So I'm just like, I just need to sip with you guys. So that's my venting. Let's have a wonderful show. Let's do good things, y'all.
Doc, AM, I don't know about y'all, but I've been looking forward all week for this, man. Second in the mood playlist, the happy hour episode today. Nothing but good music talk. We're sipping on something good. You know, smooth, slow jams. Hopefully, you know, good bedroom vibes. Whether you're a first-time listener, shame on you. But welcome to our podcast and make yourself at home. Or if you're a longtime follower, y'all are awesome. We'd like to say welcome back, family, and much love. Doc, I'm ready to drink, and I know you are too. Why don't you get this party started?
Hold on. Let us ease into it. Mm. You know, I gotta put my thumb in the butt before, you know what I mean? Before we put the... So before we explain how this is going to work, like we do every show, Doc, I got to ask our big question. What are you drinking on?
I get to go first. All right. So y'all got the picture. So you guys listen on Spotify. Don't get to see the pictures. We text each other back and forth. But I got this nice little four drink flight. We got four songs I'm picking. So four drinks.
Yes.
And we go in two wines and two mixed drinks. So I've got some Sauvignon Blanc. I got some rum and coke. I got some vodka and pink lemonade, and then I got some strawberry wine. So, Rob, just like we did last episode, since you're the sommelier between us, I may go to you. You may be my go-to guy to see what drink I need the girl and I to drink to once we play the song. Is that cool with you?
That's cool.
Some good mix. All right, so Rob, since I shared what I'm drinking, what you drinking on, bro?
You know, the sommelier in me has to come out every time we do one of these. So I'm going white wine. This is the Lucien Albrecht Riesling.
Okay. Love it.
This is out of Alsace, France. Okay. A lot of people think that Rieslings are super sweet when they come from Alsace. They are not. This is a delicious varietal, beautiful for a poolside or a podcast. You know what I'm talking about? And then I got a little bit of bubbles, champagne, one of my old favorites. I've had it on a show before. And that's Boiselle, my favorite champagne in the world. Hanging out with my favorite people, drinking my favorite, and smoking my favorite too. So I'm ready when you are, sir.
I'm drinking like it's a football game. I already finished my first one. I was supposed to drink both of these on cam with y'all, but I got me a Rona Extra. Got me one of them's, and I'm smoking on Blue Dream and my fancy pants. It's Sativas. In the mood is an idea 2 years in the making, where Doc and I always wanted to curate music picks for y'all listeners. R&B just has a different lane, a different feel, and a different audience now. And we've noticed that there's a divide between these R&B fans. In my opinion, it comes down more to awareness and just how we all consume music these days. I really don't want to turn it into old versus young or indie versus mainstream or CDs versus streaming or radio versus DSPs. So I won't do that. But we all have witnessed lately as well, we can be talking about older singers and them still making good songs today or great songs today, and people just won't know about it because they don't really know where to go. So that awareness isn't where it needs to be.
100%. We can be that awareness for y'all. Like, we can be your playlist that you check in every month on and get new bedroom slow jams if you want to get your R&B on. We finally got the opportunity to be that spot where you go for that good stuff. This is our official playlist of sensual, intimate, baby-making bedroom slow jams, curated in tandem by Rapper AM and myself, that we'll update monthly via these less formal, comfy, happy hour mini shows on Spotify. Let me set the mood real quick, right? I want y'all to close your eyes and picture this. AM, Rob, and myself at this neon-lit after-hour lounge spot, good music playing, live music playing next to the bar. We order these drink flights right in front of AM and myself. Four drinks each, representing four songs picked each this episode. We go back and forth picking these tracks, talk about them a little bit. And at the end of each, we all take a quick drink, you listeners included.
I love this, guys. I enjoy every show with y'all. I really dig this idea, too. I think they're going to learn a lot. I know I always do. Besides, we can all enjoy some good old R&B and some baby making music in our lives. Something to set the mood, you know? I know we typically say education through inebriation, but we're also providing procreation through inebriation, and I'm totally here for it.
Shout out, Candy.
Shout out, Candy.
All right, so to kind of describe and explain the scope of the show really quickly, like anything else we do, there's rules to this game, and AM and I had to follow some rules in making our In the Mood picks. For our 8 total song selections every episode, 4 from him, 4 from me, we'll have to follow this following format. 2 songs must be new school jams. Spotify considers new school as 2020 up until present. 1 of your picks must be an old school classic, that certified classic, anything that's older than 2019, all the way back to the 40s and 50s, if you like it that way. And then 1 song, each of us are picking a wild card or anniversary pick.
You already know these wild cards are going to be interesting because it cleverly can be any anniversary of anything. Birthdays, release dates, artist deaths, albums, our actual anniversary song, tomorrow will, whatever. So it'll truly be a wild card that we don't expect.
I know we ain't tipsy yet. So y'all both do remember the Rob from the Mob rule too, right?
Well, I know what you're doing.
During episode 1, I added the stipulation that after each song they select, they'll have to answer 2 easy personal questions about the pick. Number 1, why did you pick it? And number 2, can you remember the first time you heard it?
So Rob, you just out here fishing for tea to see if we've ever used these songs in the bedroom. I see you, and I'm here for that.
Yeah, AM, we'll see. I vaguely remember the only ones that uses music of all of us is probably me. So anyways, I went first last In the Mood episode. So AM, why don't you go first and kick this off this time?
They couldn't see me nod my head just now. For my first pick, AM, like it sounded like a motherfucking jungle in there. Just to let y'all know, all right? I need to hear the breathing and the oohs and the eyes. I need, you feel me? It's like a crowd in there. But for my first pick, we going new school. So I'm picking It Depends by Chris Brown featuring Bryson Tiller. It's a bassy, hard knocking, toxic trap soul duet with a chopped and screwed sample from the Usher's classic, Nice and Slow. It's co-produced by Riot USA and Nico Baran. Released and shipped to radio 725/CBENT/RCA. That's hilarious how that kind of rolled into each other. About to cross the 21 million Spotify streams, over 6.4 YouTube views on the lyric video, and a viral challenge of over 468,000 shared TikTok dance videos, and debuted number 1 on Billboard R&B digital song sales chart, currently up to number 32 on Urban and number 36 for Club Radio. Internationally, it's charting top 40 in 4 other countries.
Yeah, so, but great pick, man. The first time I heard it, I know I'm jumping ahead, but I heard it from you. Like, I was watching, stalking, following your Facebook and IG stories. So when I saw it pop up there, I'm like, I better listen to this. And the minute I heard it, I'm like, this is such AM's lane. It's that murky, that trap soul, a little bit of toxic. I love that sample, that I freak you right, I will. So I kind of guessed you were going to pick it. I remember this one being on Bump It and Dump It like 2 weeks ago, and it had 4 weak bumps and 2 strong bumps. So I don't think anyone disliked it.
Good.
So how are you answering Rob's 2 questions, AM?
All right, so my why, I fell in love with the Usher sample the first time I heard it. I freak you right, I will. I was like, oh, yeah. And even when you heard CB say it, right, gave away the lyrics, I was like, that's dope. I like when artists double down on it, and they double down on it. Both Chris Brown and Bryson were able to bring out their respective bags vocally for this. I'm always happy when Bryson is able to do it. Chris Brown, to be honest with you, is very malleable. Like, any song that he's on, he kind of is like Ty Dolla Sign. Like, those two always bring out the best of themselves in a collab. So Chris Brown is able to do that, like, always. But Bryson, not to do that to him, he's not, right? So when Bryson is able to show his best him on a song like that, it just makes it that much better. Because we already know, like I said, Chris is going to do his damn thing. All right, so literally, like Doc said, this is something that once I heard it the first time, you know, I put it on a story and it stayed in my rotation. It's a dope beat, freaky, and the clean vocals from both of them is what really had me keep going back and listen to it. I literally listened to it the moment that it dropped. So it popped up. I seen the album art and all of that. I thought it was more than one song for some reason. They do that sometimes. Clicked it, played it, literally listening to it while I was driving Uber for the rest of the time that I was driving Uber that night. It was in on my little rotation that I had.
That's what's up, man. I knew you were gonna pick that one of these weeks because it was definitely. I saw you share it, and I'm like, that's such an AM lane right there. So Mr. Rob, Mr. Smollier, It Depends, Chris Brown, Bryson Tiller, that shadowy, bassy, hard-knocking, toxic soul. What should I be drinking with this one?
I'm going to do the lemonade.
Ooh.
The lemonade. You know, you got to start out strong because this is a strong start right here. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, without further ado, cheers to you.
Cheers to y'all. Salud, brothers.
Salud.
I think Rob just trying to get me messed up that early in the show. It's gone.
You know, there's like an unwritten rule, man. You know, especially when you have a flight, you want to, you know, get the liquor out the way first and finished with the wine. Because if you drink wine first and then you start banging out shots, you're gonna get sick, man. You're not gonna finish that show. We ain't gonna be talking about no more R&B anymore.
Okay. I like what you did to me though. So I think I had to catch up to y'all. Like I need it this week, by the way. So
Lord knows you do need a drink this week.
I do, man. I do. So all right, my turn. Since we starting off a little spicy route that AM's going, I'm gonna join in with him, right?
Let's go.
For my first pick this episode, I'm going with Worst Behavior by Kwan featuring Kalani. It was my first time checking out the East London singer Kwan on the steamy, distorted, low-end, throbbing slow jam self-produced by Kwan. First performed as she opened on Kalani's 54-date Crash World Tour, released on February 14th, Valentine's Day 2025, as her second single off her With All Due Respect album via Winway Limited and RCA. Has over 34 million Spotify streams and over 17.5 million on its YouTube music video. Also has a viral challenge of over 645,000 shared TikTok videos. It also peaked at number 19 on Urban and peaked at number 21 on Club Radio. It also earned her a 2025 BET Award nomination as well.
Let's go.
Nice. You know, I'll talk a little freaky too. And how are you answering my two questions on this one?
All right, Rob, you know, I just dig it. It's that woozy, low-end, infectious beat. It has that slow throb that I'm always talking to AM about that a good R&B slow jam has to have. The whole vibe feels like a late-night scandalousness that I just want to get into. It's soaked in sensuality, swagger, and freakiness. Kwan crafts steamy production, and her lyrics are kind of instructive to the girl or guy she's looking for. I never know who she's looking for in this record. But Kalani herself, not only did she have the sexy tone, but she's extra horny on her verse and the intentions in the lyrics. I just love it. The first time I heard it was, believe it or not, I heard it on FM radio before I even heard it on the internet or streaming. The Tampa station I normally listen to and check daily, WLLD 94.1 out in Tampa, had it in their top five at 5 p.m. at 2 already. And I was shocked that I hadn't heard it yet. So I'm like, this is... 5 p.m. like this is steamy for 5 p.m. I'm stuck in traffic, like, but I just liked it. This was around March, April-ish, just before we started Bump It and Dump It back up in 2025. So I really, really wanted to review this with you guys, but it was already in the top 30 by the time we were starting up, you know, so we were a tad late, but I would have totally strong bumped this. Like I liked it that much. Yes, sir.
Cheers to you. So I'm sticking with my new school. My second pick is Butterflies by Isaiah Falls featuring Joyce Rice. Dreamy, syrupy, I love that word. Guitar plucked, jazzy, indie, R&B, bop. That's group produced by Isaiah Falls, G Blizz, Phil Mango, Swavy, Ice Red, Flozig, Kalen Ellis, Luxury Lane, and produced by Marco. Released 10/11/2024 via Rock Nation / Lovers Only LLC. Damn.
When you paused, I was like, I wonder if AM's going to figure it out.
They get every last one of these things. What do you call that? What are those? Like,
I guess acronyms, but like, okay. It's not even an acronym because they're shortening up the word lovers to like four letters. So
that was like really hard. I won't even lie. But once I had, you know, Swavy, I was like, we can't fuck up after that. That's too easy. Right? You can't go backwards. So it has roughly 2.5.6 million Spotify streams. I cleaned that up real nice. And 5.8 million views on its YouTube music video. Shipped the radio on 5/2/25. It peaked at number 29 on Urban and number 34 on Adult / R&B, quickly grew to become the Orlando-based singer's most acclaimed song and was featured on both Rolling Stone's Song of the Week and 2025 Halfway Through Best R&B Songs list.
Great pick. I heard this from a phone call with you, and you put me on to Isaiah Falls. We were texting back and forth records to kind of fill out the spreadsheet for these In the Mood Mix, like archive we started building up. You put me on another song of his, and then I realized through it, I'm like, he's from Orlando, and I'd never heard of him before. And we went down a rabbit hole, and this one popped up. And not only did it pop up on our playlist, but then it started popping on our radio, so you knew we were going to like it. All right, I'm curious now. How are you going to answer Rob's two questions?
All right, so my why is the feel of the song. It's a very dope, sexy, and a nostalgic feel about it that I like. I personally can't help but sing it when it's on. Like, I'm always singing it, especially when the hook goes, the hook floats, and it's also catchy. And the song itself just feels amazing. They had the right idea with the title for the song, with the title for the song as well. It's a light song, but it's heavy at the same time. I don't know if that's easy to understand, but the mix of EQ was great on the beat. The vocals from both artists complemented each other very, very, very well. Now, me first hearing it, it kind of was the same thing with the Chris Brown, right? I was already, with a lot of these artists, me and Doc have like side conversations about this. I'm very, very into a lot of the new artists, and you're going to have to tell them the term that you use for the sound. Would you call it trap lo-fi?
I try to like lo-fi, trap soul, and a little bit of internet R&B too, because Christina would be very good match with you with some of these artists. Like, she put me on to SmiNo 8 years before he got his first radio hit, and she goes, look him up. I'm like, he don't got no copyrights. And she goes, his songs are better than other people on the radio. I'm like, he just needs to get signed and figure out how to do this right. And yeah, you're right. Like, there's a lane for this, and that's such your lane. I noticed in just in our conversations.
Yeah, I love it, and my car just keeps making it happen. Like, I'll run, and it's like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, this is one of them. So I've been listening to Falls for about a year since me and you had a conversation about like another song. Like you said, this probably was on a playlist that I was listening to of the same vibe, and that's really how this happens. And that's how I originally got into this song. I think I may have been listening. I don't know when he dropped, but I think. You think it was a year ago, or was it more than a year ago?
It was over a year ago, because that's when you and I started making this list.
Okay. So yeah, I think it's definitely more than a year. But yeah, that is my answer for number two.
All right. Well, I'm going to kind of keep it going with the same exact vibe, because I'm going to piggyback off you. I'm going to keep it new school. But I'm going to go in that lo-fi sound a little bit too, but a little bit more female this time. My number two pick is Hands by Alex Isley. Ernie Isley's daughter with the hazy, sensual, bass-warped, slow-burning neo-soul jam. Beautifully self-penned by Alex herself and produced by Camper. I like Camper a lot too.
Me too.
Released February 28, 2025 via Free Lunch Agency and Warner Music. Currently has more than 458,000 Spotify streams, so just starting out. Over 466,000 YouTube video views. It was serviced to radio on March 15, 2025. It peaked at number 21 on adult R&B charts with over 812,000 plus shared TikTok videos. It's slowly becoming a live fan favorite of hers, and it garnered a spot on NPR's 2025 Essential R&B Songs Roundup. So it's kind of cool that an artist that not a lot of people know popped up on that. This is one of the most essential R&B songs of this year. So shout outs to that.
Love it.
Wait, she's the Isley Brothers' daughter?
Yeah.
I didn't know which one until he said Ernie. I thought for some reason I always thought it was Toronto.
That's dope, yo. I had no idea. I wouldn't have put that together. I wouldn't put two and two together that she's one of the Isley kids. Sounds awesome, though. All right, Doc, why did you pick it? And when's the first time you heard it?
All right. What can I say? I've been an Alex Isley fan, daughter of Ernie, niece of Ronald. Pretty much has her set lane of this lush, slow, buttery, lounge-like neo-soul. So she's not the most radio-friendly normally, but she sounds like a younger cross between India RE and Jill Scott. And I like that. I like that lane that she's created. Hands, though, this record right here, Hands, is nothing like anything else in her catalog. It's still her essence. But it's probably her most radio friendly. It's a catchy record, her catchiest to date. I love the hook. It's sexy, classy, well crafted. I just really relate to it. I'm very hands-on. I'm a touchy-feely guy. What can I say? So all her lyrical imagery and, you know, talk about her man's hands being all over her. Yeah, Rob, I dig that. First time I heard it, courtesy to Spotify. I think I heard it on Spotify first. Being that I already followed her on Spotify, I saw it pop up like the day or two that it was a brand new single. While I was driving around, I think coming back from the courthouse, and I checked it out, and I was like, whoa, hold up. Hands-on lyrics, smooth groove, catchy hook. This is just great. Like, this is what R&B is. So I had to throw it into the In The Mood mix eventually.
Cheers to that, bro.
So, yeah, so hands, because she's getting all, you know, she's allowing her man to get all handsy. Alex Isley, slow, buttery, neo-soul. What am I drinking on this one?
You said there's a rum?
Yeah, there's rum and coke. There's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Rum and coke, baby.
Okay.
Rum and coke. You going rum and coke on this, baby, because, you know, we got to go in strong. I'm going to pour with you real quick.
You know, since I'm holding you accountable while I'm doing this, I'm gonna go ahead and pull out the big guns.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. All right, so for my old school classic record, my number three pick is going to be Ascension, Don't You Ever Wonder by Mr. Maxwell.
Yes.
Silky, real silky. Feel good, romantic, mid-tempo, neo-soul jam with jazz bass lines, crisp drums, and a falsetto floating all over that thing. Luscious. Released in 7/30/1996 off of the second single. It was the second single off of his Urban Hang Suite via Columbia Records. One of the orange covers that I never ever, Doc, you already know I sold you this, the new gosh darn date when it released and all that. I'm never ever going to forget that orange cover. I remember looking at the inlet that we used to get in those damn things. I think that might be one of the only things I've written, not only, but the biggest things I miss. I miss for being able to have physicals.
Absolutely.
Like video games and music, being able to like go through those pictures, go through the stuff that we have at the bottom of our Spotify now. What do you call those? The credits?
The credits. I always, as a collector, 9,900 plus CDs on my wall. I've always bought CDs wondering if any of these rappers would thank me.
I feel like somebody. I wanted to have it for somebody to sign something if I see him. Like,
oh, me too. Yeah. You
know? That's what I always like.
Y'all are killing it. My dad had a nice one. That's kind of how, you know, I got introduced to a lot of these things. But I wasn't finished this one. I started answering the next part. I'm sorry. In 1996, it truly was Maxwell's breakout smash hit, being his first to sell platinum. Now over 133 million Spotify streams and over 127 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
The music video is phenomenal. Crushing it. Charted number two on adult R&B radio, number eight on urban, and number 36 on pop stations. He even was touching some pop stuff. I'm happy about that. Widely known as the cornerstone of the 90s bedroom, we already know that Neo Soul earning a spot on Rolling Stone's 100 best R&B songs of the 90s list. Need to be one of the top 100 R&B songs of all time. This is one of my ones.
100%, dog. I'm totally with it. I love this song too. The whole CD, we spoke about it, I think, on the last episode that we did. Definitely an iconic record. So I'm definitely interested on why you picked it and when the first time you heard it.
All right, so this is one of the ones that you can't turn off when it comes on. Love the move. It's can't just say it's a Maxwell classic for me. Like I said, up at the top, it's one of the best songs of all time. So it's a R&B classic. Strong range, big vocal power, crazy falsetto shown on this song. Dope instrumental work as well. Like literally, you feel me? I know what's on it. I'm gonna go ahead and try. You do your thing. One of the perfect songs. Like I know some songs we hear it for the first time, second time, however many times you gotta hear it, and we kind of grade the song in the mix, the writing, the vibe. This thing hit a 10 on everything. One of the best albums I've heard around that time. My number two, first hearing. I'm gonna always go with my father because, like I told you guys, the CD collection that I was able to have and see and things of that nature, I just had so many CDs on the wall, and I would grab them. Like I would. He had them stacked like this, and he had them like around. I'd put my little Walkman on, and I'd be learning. So I was definitely in the basement of my father. I don't remember the year, but I know I was in elementary school, and I always remember the song opening up with that falsetto, me trying to hit those notes.
Oh yeah, man! I remember when he talked about that last episode, Rob. You came in with that falsetto. I was like, "Wait, what is going on?"
I was gonna do it right now, man. But my voice last night, where I was screaming, man. You can see my voice is a little messed up. So I can do it, but I can't just do it right now. Because last night was a movie. I was screaming. I'm surprised I have a voice right now. I'm glad I'm able to be here to talk to y'all boys. Because last night was crazy. Cheers to y'all, man.
All right, salud.
Cheers to you.
All right, so, oh man, classic Maxwell, two shows in a row. I see what you're doing, AM.
Love it. I can't help it. Okay. I got one more. I'm sorry.
Oh no! You can keep going. I don't care if you cut me off. Keep going.
No. I got one more. More than one more from him.
I think he's gonna be a repeat for you. Definitely, I see what you're doing with this for sure. So for my old school classic, if I have to just come up to par with what you're doing, my number three pick, I'm going with "Reasons" by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Soarin', falsetto driven ballad from their sixth album, That's the Way of the World, in 1975 via Columbia Records, co-produced by Maurice White, RIP, that's their lead singer, and Charles Stepney. It's inviting horns, luscious strings, piano, and cymbals. A rare slow jam among their other funky, you know, hits that they had on that album. It stood out as, instead of Maurice singing the lead in this one, it featured the iconic high register of Philip Bailey on the lead vocals, and that was kind of rare at the time because his falsettos, ain't nobody copying those. Never a formal single, it still peaked at number 29 on Soul Radio, 37 on urban stations, and it earned them a gold plaque for sales. Close to 69 million Spotify streams and over 75.4 million YouTube views. Went on to be sampled numerous times and named by Rolling Stones magazine as one of the 500 greatest songs of all time's list.
The Reasons.
He know what he was doing. They know what they were doing having that man sing that band right there.
That's another one I could sing. I could sing that one too. I just can't do it right now.
Hey, I got you top to bottom.
Another one I can do. I love that track.
Look, it reminds me of like how Minnie Riperton ripped that shit off. She not ripped off like stole, but she just hit those goddamn high notes. You like, girl. But it's a phenomenal classic. And you already know that I damn sure was going to pick one of these two. If you didn't get it, I was going to get it. But I would like to know, and I do want to know, what are your two answers? Your why and when did you first hear it?
Naturally, this is inspired by my mama, Mama Doc. One of those jazzy ballads that's emotional, heartfelt, beautiful melodies, and just can't be copied. My mom's four favorite groups and bands are Earth, Wind & Fire, Isley Brothers, Ohio Players, and the Manhattans. So there was a lot of that in our home growing up. Earth, Wind & Fire typically were a funk band, but a ballad like this, oh man, I gotta agree with my mom. Props to Maurice. But those high registers and high falsettos of Philip were just so smooth and sexy. It's what I consider like a staple bedroom Quiet Storm song. I don't care your age. This is just tender and timeless. As for first time I'm hearing it, I got a show and tell little piece to show you guys in this one. Let's see, though. 1975 isn't far from 1982, so no clue if mom and dad were bumping this. Who knows? but a credit to my mother again. Between this and Devotion, these were her two favorite Earth, Wind & Fire songs ever. So I probably heard this many, 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 many times as a kid, and eventually I'd pick this up and pick this for In the Mood. But ironically, later in high school, 1998, so I graduated in 2000, so I think I was either a junior or sophomore year. Wu-Tang's Wu-Fam group Sons of Man came out with an album that same year, and they sampled and featured Earth, Wind & Fire on their single, Shining Star. I DJed at the time, so this led me down the rabbit hole of trying to find all of Earth, Wind & Fire's vinyls at yard sales. I wasn't going to pay full price, but I did eventually find the album that this was on. I actually got my whole collection in front of me, so if y'all want to look at that, like what I found at yard sales at least. But the
you
album that
it was
on,
at yard sales?
I bought it for $4 at a yard sale.
$4.
Damn.
But I got like all these vinyls from Earth, Wind & Fire, and again, you know me. I got to get a good deal for it. So
I think I got the Earth, Wind & Fire Greatest Hits CD or something.
That album, That's the Way of the World. I bought it for like $4 or $5, and I've never regretted it ever since. So salute to y'all, and salute to that record, and salute to Earth, Wind & Fire. And my mom, too. Rob, what am I drinking for this one?
Oh, now we're going to go ahead and get into some wine, bro. Get that. What's it? What you got left?
Sauvignon Blanc and strawberry wine.
You're going to start with the Sauvignon Blanc for this one.
Ooh, okay.
Nice and dry. You know, now we're getting serious. Cheers to you. You got the alcohol out of the way. Now it's time to just wind down, you know?
Like it.
Love it. All right, so for me, we are now on to the anniversary after we came from the wild card. Because, you know, tomorrow will come. Let's get that momentum back my way. Sorry, Doc. But my pick number four is going to be Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, man.
He's stealing. You stole my last one.
I did. I didn't know it was going to start.
And on the last show, you stole my first song. So you know what? Wait, what song did you steal from me last week? The last show. Was it the anniversary?
Or
was
it the old school? I don't know. I mean, I can pull out. Y'all listeners, if you guys aren't following on Spotify and liking our playlist right now, let me open this up. AM segued into that so great, by the way. It's like, let's talk about that real quick. If you guys need to find it, go searching. It's all in caps, In the Mood, the playlist, and then it's presented by the Twisted Critics. So last week, I picked Back to Your Place, Gravity Between Us, Between the Sheets, and Take You Down.
There it is. You stole In the Sheets from me.
Yep. Between the Sheets.
So it's only right.
It's only right.
My jam. So this is a smooth, soul-drenched, classic bedroom groove, all about sexual liberation. We love that. Released on June 15, 1973. Lead single and title track of Marvin's 12th album that dropped August 28, 1973. It's an anniversary right there. It sounds like an anniversary to me. Produced by Marvin Gaye and Ed Townsend. It's a bluesy wah-wah guitar, slow stroke snares, tumbling bassy drum fills, and a kinky horn riff, sax runs, mellow little strings, and it's all about making sweet love. Great multi-track vocals, an incredibly catchy hook, an instant smash, quickly climbing to Billboard's pop number one, as well as number one on soul and urban charts, it better had, and it sold certified platinum. Over 361 million Spotify streams and over 190 million YouTube views. One of Motown's most successful songs of all time and inducted in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
So Rob, before you go on with your lines there, I'm gonna give AM a connection I never made on this until I'm looking at it right now. Not only August 28th, that's this week, so that is definitely an anniversary when the album dropped. You know, Let's Get It On, title track of the same name of the album. But August is when my dad passed away.
Oh man.
I just noticed that reading through what you just said there. When you said August 28th, I was like, wait, what?
Numbers?
Well, yeah. One time for Pops, man.
Yeah.
One time for Papa Doc.
Jeez. You say one of the best for last. That's incredibly timeless. So what's your why and your first time?
All right, my why is it's Audio Viagra. It's a panty dropper supreme. Right? The song makes you want to sing it every high note, as well as all the run. Oh, baby! What? Every run that you're going to get, you're going to do all of them. The album anniversary on August 28, 52 years ago, it's a classic, start to finish. Mixes A1. This is one of the ones that I always say is one of those perfect songs. But the playlist is called In the Mood, and this definitely gets you in the mood. Marvin knew how to emotionally talk to the ladies and also knew how to relate to the men as well while he was talking to the ladies. It was like one of them things like, hey, look, you see me taking them, talking them panties off her? This is how you do it. And you be like, yup, I'm about to get my Marvin Gaye on. My first time hearing it was definitely on V103, which is the Baltimore radio station. And it wasn't 92Q. I know that because I didn't start listening to 92Q heavy until I was a little older. But V103 was one of the stations, one of the mainstays. I think Frank Ski was one of the DJs early on. And they would play a nice amount of, I don't know if it's Quiet Fire, but we had you know, those late night shows that they had. And I feel like this is one of those ones that they kept playing. And after a while, just stayed. Like, it stayed. I probably heard it the first time I loved it, but definitely, that was the first time that I heard it, V103.
I think that track right there, they could literally be nominated for like the GOAT of all bedroom songs.
It had to be added to this playlist in the first like two or three, right? Episodes.
Like that song right there would be like, if there was like an award show for like the GOAT R&B, like bedroom tracks, like let's get it on, man. Like that's gotta be top three in anybody's, you know, like. I mean, do you agree? That's what I feel.
You think of that. Salute to that. I'm with you. I'm like AM said, undeniable. Undeniable slow jam. Undeniable quiet storm. Undeniable someone's getting pregnant.
Somebody.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers. Number four for me, our last pick, our last drink. Man, Marvin, it's hard to compete with that AM. All right.
No, you're gonna get something. I know you got something.
For my wild card and last number four pick, I'm going release date anniversary also, just like you did. My favorite R&B group of all time, AM. I'm Bended Knee by Boys to Men.
Wow.
Hold up. I gotta share. Look at the screen. I got some show and tells for y'all.
Wow. I got that shit too, dog. Don't make me pull it out on you.
Pause. Don't pull it out.
Pause. I didn't know that was your favorite R&B group. That's my favorite R&B group too.
Hey, I own every, even all like the, when they started going indie and stuff, I still like them to this day. And they are a constant performer at Epcot and the Food and Wine Fest. And I've seen them live. Wu-Tang I've seen live 7 times. I've seen Boyz II Men live 8 times. So those are my two favorite groups. So
amazing.
Yeah. So in honor of this same week, August 30th in the year 1994 was the anniversary of the iconic 2 album that I'm holding up and showing y'all right now. The second single off that album was released on November 1st, 1994 as a tender, vulnerable, harmony-driven, swoon and croon monster of a slow jam. Produced and written by Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, it's lush strings, emotive keys, and a slow, grinding, romantic groove about undying love and making up after an argument. Other than the Beatles, it made Boyz II Men the only other act in history to replace a number one hit, I'll Make Love to You, with another number one hit right after that. And it remained there for 6 more weeks at number one. Shout out to Boyz II Men on that one. The album went 13 times platinum. This song alone sold 4 times platinum itself, has nearly 286 million Spotify streams and over 252 million YouTube views. It helped them win 2 Grammys that year, and it charted top 10 in 8 other countries outside of the U.S. as well.
Can we go back to the days our love was strong? Come on, man. Don't play with me.
I love this.
This is amazing. I didn't know, bro. I'm Bended Knee. You make me think about this song. You're going to make me cry on this show, bro.
I love it.
Yeah, bro. I'm gonna play that shit all day today after this
good
show.
go to our playlist. Go to our playlist and just hit repeat. That's what you need to do. No,
I already do that.
Yeah. All right.
And I damn sure, I said it. I said it while you were saying it. I said, I already know it's Boyz II Men when you asked who your favorite group was. I know how important they are to you. So since we know, we want to know something that we don't know. And could you please tell us your 2 answers, your why, and when you first heard it?
Definitely for these two, for this one. I picked it because you stole Marvin's Let's Get It On for Me. Let's not lie. No. It's my anniversary pick since Boyz II Men are my personal favorite R&B group of all time. The album 2 came out August 30th, 31 years ago. So anniversary there. Shout outs to that. By far, this is my favorite LP from them as well. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis writing takes you on a journey of like regret because you argue with your girl. Now you're trying to apologize. She's taking your apology, so now you're reconciling, and y'all get to smash later, so there's a happy ending. It's just a perfect journey. Like, I know we're both giggling at that, but it's like it's dripping in romance. It's like, you know, I regret this. I apologize, and let's make up now. Perfectly pitched vocals, pouring their hearts out. Greatest chemistry of a group of all time. Like, I will go to bat against other R&B groups. No one can touch the chemistry and the harmonies of Boyz II Men. Powerful vocals, hugely relatable. Wanye's harmonies and then his crazy runs. Like, if we did on the cruise ship next year for the conference cruise, if we are doing a karaoke jam, we are singing the song because I've hitted all of Wanye's harmonies. I can't sing.
I'll sing that all day at a karaoke. I'll sing it anywhere.
I can't sing. I'm tone retarded, but get some drinks in me. And I have sung this song so much in my whole life. I know every single lyric, every single word, every single improv harmony, every single ad lib, every belt that Wanye does. I know this song inside and out for 31 years. It's the perfect R&B track, in my opinion. And it's a great I'm Sorry song also, and 1000% romantic to me. First time hearing it, this goes back to the Christmas story. My Christmas 1994, I got my first CD stereo for Christmas. My parents let me buy 4 CDs, and this wasn't one of those first 4 CDs. It was Biggie, Ready to Die, Method Man, Tical, TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, and the Dangerous Minds soundtrack. I have no idea why I remember that, but those are my first 4 CDs I ever bought. And I was already a huge Boyz II Men fan. Like, going back to Coolie High Harmony, I had that on cassette. I re-popped and re-bought that cassette at least 2 times. So I was like, I need this on CD. So my birthday rolls around right after Christmas, January 14th, 2 weeks later. So I asked and received the two CD as a birthday gift. I'll Make Love to You was the first single. It was already the summer jam of 1994. It was a smash hit. It was all that. But On Bended Knee, when that came out in late 94, it just hit radio different, but it hit me different. That sentiment, the lyrics, those runs, the emotion. It's just one of those that you got to sing literally like falling to your knees. And, you know, that was the first time I heard it. So I'm Benny Boyz II Men. So we only got one drink left. So I'm going to finish off my my strawberry wine.
The strawberry wine, baby.
Salud to both y'all gentlemen. And Boyz II Men for that, too. I'm Bended Knee.
Yo, yeah, shout out to Boyz II Men, bro. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
So while we saluting. All right, Doc, that was something else. I mean, eight pretty epic R&B picks we just...
Hold up. I'm loving this. Sorry. I get down with R&B, and you know that I'm a twisted critic, too. So we vibing, we drinking, we going down memory lane discussing classics. Would y'all mind if I slide my own R&B pick in here for the mix?
I mean, why else?
I don't want to interrupt, man, but you know what?
No, you're putting your fingerprints all over the show anyways. We got to answer your two questions. I would love to hear and have you a curator on here too. So I mean, if you're cool with it, I'd love to see what Rob picks for this episode.
May I?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, for real. I'm not trying to fucking, you know, interrupt anything, but this shit gets me hyped, bro. And now I'm all into this Riesling and shit, you know what I mean? I'm going to start sipping Gritona. This is y'all fault. The thing is, I didn't know you were going to say Boyz II Men. That killed me, you know? Like, you know, but this one, there might be people that hate on me about this. Whatever, yo. I know that he was on some freaky deaky shit that he shouldn't be doing. So at the time, I had the purest intentions. So I'm going with, drum roll, please, Half on a Baby by R. Kelly. Come on, man.
Look, I got the Show and Tell CD up right now.
Baby. Bro, baby, I'm going with Half on a Baby by R. Kelly. This is the third single of R. Kelly's double disc titled R. That's the title, R. There it is. This third solo album, it dropped on November 10th, 1998. I was 18 years old via Jive Records. It was a late night, sensual, slow burning ballad. It was self-penned, self-produced, originally sent to Bobby Brown, but he turned that shit down. He was like, no. It peaked at number 5 on the R&B charts, number 16 on pop radio. It had over 40 million YouTube views, dog. Nearly 11 million Spotify streams and charted top 40 in four other countries, I should say. Not as commercially dominant. I don't think it was commercially dominant as some other singles on the CD, but it still managed to sell gold. A fan favorite, Seductive Quiet Storm Jam.
I love that record. And it was weird because on that album, that was one of my favorite songs. It was a long album, double disc. And All I Need Is Your Body Next to Me. Like, I remember it like it was yesterday, bro. Like, great pick, Rob. So you know what? Just as you do to us, what are your two answers to your own questions?
Like I said, man, my why. I don't care about court stuff, he's in prison or whatever, man. I'm not worried. At the time, man, it wasn't about that. You know, like, I'm still a huge R. Kelly fan. I'm like, I don't play, you know, but I know when that comes on. When I was a kid, man, I used to do the mixtapes for the girls. You know, like in school, we had cassette tapes and we had the radio that had the two cassettes. You put one in one and put the one in the other and you press record and play and you could record and make your own stuff from an album. Like, it was crazy. You had to stick something in the tape. I don't know if y'all remember that. Do y'all remember that?
You got to pack the toilet paper in there.
You can't record with any tape. Yeah, you can. You had to just stick a pencil in that motherfucker and it would work.
Pack the toilet paper in there. There was shit
you could do, y'all. We used to make it happen for real. No internet. you know, and I just, you know, I used to make the mixtapes. And, you know, like, and we used, you know, we listen to music when we was getting down. So for me, that was, you know, what we put on with the intimate moments, you know. That's my why. First time hearing it, I definitely remember that. When I was a kid, I'm walking inside in South Beach. There was a store where they used to sell music called Specs. And Specs had everything, dog. It had video games. It had all the records, the vinyls. You know, but I didn't have too much money at the time. I had just started working and shit. I was getting off of work. I used to walk over there and check it out. This was the first place, I mean, one of the first places, I think there was a place called Uncle Sam's used to do it, but you can go into the store and get the CD and they'll let you listen to the CD before you buy it. Like, at the time, this was unheard of. You know what I'm saying? At the time, this shit was like, what? That was a flex to go in there and be able to open the CD and listen to it before you bought it. I said, I have to try. Let me listen to it, bro, because I love R. Kelly. I had his two other, and we were just getting into CDs by a ball thing. Like I said, I used to have the tapes. So, bam, homie throws the jam off for me. And the first song that he puts on, Have on a Baby. Oh, forget about it, dog. Forget about it. No, forget about it. He played that shit for me. I said, no, I got to get it. And at the time, it was like $20-something because it was a double disc. That was a lot of bread, though. I bought that shit, and I still have it to this day. It's one of my favorite albums of all time. Okay. And that's one of my favorite songs of all time, Half on a Baby. And that's the truth, y'all.
I'm finished up the very bottom of one of my drinks for you.
I know you got some more shit to drink at your house, boy.
Oh, yeah, you know me. I can get some marijuana if you want.
I was going to drink some mead today, but, man, I got to keep it light, man. I got stuff we got to do, man. You know, we got adult stuff.
Hey, AM, I think we should make that, like, a customary part of every episode. We need to have Rob slide that number 9 slot into every playlist just so Yeah, I'm with it, too. So, yeah. All right. So we got our picks out of the way. We got 9 of them added in there. So for y'all listeners right now, go to Spotify, look up all caps In the Mood, the playlist, and then it's in, you know, parentheses, presented by the Twisted Critics. It's live. It was live last week, so these records have been added to it. That's dope, Rob. I mean, you answered the Rob questions yourself pretty damn well for your first time.
Thank
so
you.
I enjoyed that. I actually like to see you on the other side of that table getting asked the questions. Mm-hmm. But fellas, it's been real. I'd like to go cook. We didn't get too fucked up this episode. You know, we usually kind of like save that for when we have a hot seat guest. You know, y'all listeners, you definitely need to tap into that playlist. Search for it, find it, follow it, like it, share it, tell everybody. Whether you're with Mrs. Right or Mrs. Right Now, you better throw on that mix, cuddle up, and set the mood. You will not be disappointed.
And if you're on Facebook, be sure to check out our fan page at www.facebook.com/Twisted Critics. If you've been given or bought Twisted Critics QR code stickers, please take photos of where you put it up at, and we'll post it up and we'll tag you. The next Twisted Critics interview episode is coming out next month. All three of us got more music cooking, plus also try to go live weekly on TikTok.
I hope y'all been seeing me go live every fucking week for the last 2 weeks.
Last full life.
Full life.
For life. He goes live like his bars.
I watch all your shit, dog.
I like
all
throwing him words, Rob. I like throwing him words because it's the funnest thing.
I watch. You know, like, I don't be liking people's shit. You know, like, I don't press likes. You know, like, but I watch everything. You know what I'm saying? And I watch all your shit. But I be liking your shit, though. I be putting likes on yours. You be busting them boys up, bro.
Rob, I try to get creative. Rob, I try to
battle my dog, bro. When it comes to when, like, anybody talks about battle rapping, yo, I swear on my mom, you're the first person I take. I like my boy rapper. I'll fly him down here right now. He'll eat your ass live. Shut up.
Rob, I try to throw this dude like the weirdest words ever. And it usually starts very, very pause. It usually starts very, very innocent. Like, I'll throw our names in there. Or I'll throw Soulja Salute in there. I'll throw different countries or presidents. And then it always goes like it slides downhill from there. Like, I'll throw like terms like anal beads in there. And you could see him grin, but he still makes the shit work.
The funniest shit in the world.
Hey, and I wanted to throw a shout out to Benton, man. Benton Entertainment.
Absolutely.
And shout out to Symphonic. And we're going to see y'all on that boat, y'all.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, shout out to Benton. They had their grand opening for the coffee shop, Benton Brewing, this weekend.
Bang, I know bang.
Everyone's out in Tampa checking that out. So if you're in that Tampa area, stop by there. It's a recording studio. It's a TV production set. There's office spaces, and now they got their own coffee shop. So
when we go to Tampa, Doc, we got to go represent. What's up?
We gotta plan something. We gotta head out there because Daniel and I, my little brother and I, went out there when we went to the Wu-Tang show, and his wife Carol gave us like a guided tour, and it was epic. Yeah, and like the coffee shop wasn't there yet, so that was really cool. So
yeah, we're gonna have to go pay Mr. Soto a visit, dog.
Absolutely,
like, we're gonna go Tampa. Shout out to Angel Soto. And you're coming on that boat, AM.
We're gonna make it happen. I told you, I'm going back over there. We're gonna make it happen.
Please.
I'm gonna make it happen. Watch.
You're coming.
We just need AM to work on his twin sister. That's it.
I'm bringing my gold teeth and everything, bro. Like, it's going down, bro. Like,
to you fans in the US and globally, Doc, Rob, and I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for checking in, thinking with us, and drinking with us. And never forget our motto, education through inebriation. And while we're doing this show, pregnant from the alcohol. What the fuck did Candy say?
Procreation through inebriation. Yeah. Look at Rob showing out with me.
Disappearing though, dog. This camera sucks.
It's okay. No, it's working. It, look, we get to see it. Hopefully, you know, you learn something. Hopefully, you got a little something new, right? That's the one thing that we want to have everybody, you know, if you haven't heard it, you heard it now. And we want to help, you know, as much as we can. So we hope that we helped a little bit with tonight's soundtrack. And to close this off, right, I want you both to raise your glasses with me and throw back whatever you have left.
Salud, my brothers.
Salud, my brothers.
And salud to you, bro. I'm happy you're in here. I have fun every time we do this shit. I needed this.
Me too, bro. Me too.
Until next time, we want to see you guys next episode, whether we're interviewing or laying down the soundtrack for your next baby. Much love, good night, and God bless. We out. Peace out, bros.
Peace.
It's Warren G, and you tuned into the hottest podcast right now, Doc and the Twisted Critics. Make sure you subscribe. You gotta do it.